Christopher Mayo wrote a story called The Half-Baked Gingerbread Man. For his troubles, he won $150. He's got the CD copy. He got library books for the school, $100 worth of book vouchers for himself as well, from Jabberwocky Books. And the honour and glory of getting his story read by Kay Gregory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kay Gregory.
Mm-hmm.
And all produced up. So here, from Rototuna School, is Christopher Mayo's story.
Hi, I'm Kay Gregory, and I'm reading a story by Christopher Mayo. It's called The Half-Baked Gingerbread Man. A nice gingerbread man with white buttons, fresh and ready to take to the market, said my white-haired granny as she put me on the kitchen table. No, I'm only half-made, I told her. I'm not edible, I shouted. You are, protested Granny. I ran out of the old wooden house. I ran extremely fast, even though I was only half-baked. While I ran, I saw a house. Inside, a young man was asking a young woman, should we take out the brazier tonight? Before I could hear any answer, a shot passed. I looked up at the sun. Yes, I can bake in the sun, I thought. It wouldn't matter if I stopped because Granny was miles behind, so I stopped. Then I fell asleep. While I was sleeping, I thought the sun would bake me. After a while, I heard music that woke me. I looked at myself, but I was still half made. Now, where is that music coming from, I thought. I peeked through a window made of clear glass, not very high from the ground, just low enough for me to see. I saw a person with a moustache inside, doing star jumps to the music, and he was sweating. He's warming up, I thought. Now, exercise would warm me up and bake me, I said to myself quietly. So in not much time, I started doing star jumps. After a while, I got tired and fell asleep. I got woken by the sound of someone running. I turned around. It was Granny. I started speeding off like lightning again. I ran down a quiet street and into a backyard. I saw the same young man and young woman again, now lighting the brazier. I wasn't looking where I was running, and I ran into the brazier. It was really hot, and I liked it. I stayed in for a minute. During that time, I saw Granny coming here and chatting to the young woman. When I got out, I stared at myself. I was baked. I said to Granny, now I can go to the market. Granny replied, sorry, the market's asking for pies, not gingerbread men.
Oh, no.
They're unpopular now.
No.
I opened my mouth in disbelief. As the sun set, I cried.
Hey, thank you very much. Christopher Mayo, Rototuna School.